Today, I would like to talk about the provision of medicine in the UK and concentrate on the NHS and the major parts of the NHS. Before doing so, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that private practice, private medicine, was usual in the UK until 1948, when the NHS was founded. And although private practice is much less common today, we all know that it's becoming more popular once again. But now, let's turn to the NHS itself and the three major parts of public NHS healthcare provision in the UK. Firstly, public health. Public health refers to the health of the nation. Public health doctors monitor illness within the community. They monitor and attempt control of epidemics of infectious disease, such as, for example, bird flu. Furthermore, public health doctors supervise child growth and development, and they also run the child vaccination programs for the young. The second arm of NHS care and medicine is primary care, or, if you like, general practice. Primary care looks after the needs of those who are ill but not in hospital. General practitioners, or GPs for short, work from consulting rooms, which are confusingly called surgeries, which can be found in towns and villages throughout the UK. GPs are the first point of contact for anyone becoming ill and provide continuing care for those in their charge from cradle to grave. Each citizen of the UK is registered with a GP, and the GP is paid a fee to provide general medical services to that person. Some GPs have special interests which they practice, such as obstetrics or minor surgery or child health surveillance. Others develop special skills which they use as assistants in hospital, helping to run outpatient clinics. The third arm of NHS healthcare provision in the UK is secondary care, or hospital-based medicine. And this comprises a vast array of specialities and special facilities for diagnosis and treatment. There are many different disciplines within hospitals in the NHS, as in any health service in the developed world, although the emphasis and details of these may differ from country to country. Now, within the arm of secondary care, we can subdivide the major specialities into another three areas. Firstly, medicine, whose specialities include general medicine, cardiology, and neurology. Secondly, surgery, which of course refers to accident and emergency surgery, orthopedic surgery, and general surgery, to name but three categories. And thirdly, diagnostic services. These refer to bacteriology and virology, radiology, and a whole array of diagnostic treatments. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, there are three major arms of public healthcare or NHS medicine in the UK. And as I've said before, although private practice is again on the increase, the NHS continues to dominate health in the United Kingdom. Thank you very much for your attention.